The US Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged Washington's full military and financial support for Egypt's new government.
President Obama and the administration have proposed providing the full amount of aid, the $650 million that comes with the first certification. And the House of Representatives has passed that amount. It's the Senate that had a slight reduction and a different formula.
Kerry's remarks came in a joint press conference with his Egyptian counterpart, Sameh Shoukry. Kerry is the highest-ranking American official to visit Egypt since President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi came to power. Sisi is seen as the mastermind of last year's ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. President Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent, joins me from Cairo to tell us more about the situation. Mohamed, the U.S. supported and funded the Egyptian army under Hosni Mubarak. Now it's doing the same for Sisi, despite the many human rights violations committed by the Sisi regime. So are we just seeing another Mubarak regime take the helm once again under the name of Sisi?
This is what it looks like, Hassan, to most here in Egypt. And it is to note that Kerry also mentioned that the U.S. will unfreeze the 10 Apache helicopters that the Egyptian military says it badly needs to combat terrorist activities in the Sinai Peninsula. So now the U.S. is saying that it will fully cooperate with the Egyptian government. It is unfreezing the military aid and the financial aid that was partly halted after the army overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi last year, in what was seen even by some in the U.S., including Senator McCain, as a coup d'etat. The U.S. was perceived, Hassan, to be holding the stick from the middle, taking a stick from the middle approach to in regards to what is happening in Egypt, refusing to take sides, being accused by both sides of the struggle of supporting the other, talking here about the military-backed government on one hand and the Muslim Brotherhood on the other hand. Yes, the Brotherhood and their allies, even from the liberal stream, accused the U.S. of, again, playing their famous game of double standards, of turning a blind eye to the flagrant human rights violations just to protect its interests and the interests of its main ally in the region, Israel. And some observers here are saying that the fact that the Middle East region is witnessing such a volatile period, especially also with the continued and escalating Israeli aggression against the increasingly isolated Palestinians, and that and somehow this Egyptian military government is helping deepen the isolation of Palestinians, especially in Gaza, closing that vital border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip, that the U.S. is trying to exploit this and give something to this military-backed government here so as to get something in return, whether in what concerns the Palestinian-Israeli struggle or other perhaps hot issues in the Middle East. It seems that the U.S. is throwing its full weight now behind Sisi, despite right. the fact that it had sent a low-level delegation in the official swearing-in ceremony, especially after most people and really people around the world saw empty ballot boxes and dancing parades more than anything else during the voting days here in Egypt and what was perceived as a farce of a process by many here in Indeed. Egypt, despite the fact official results showed a huge victory for Sisi Hassan.
All right, President Mohamed Chalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Mohamed.